Scott, how did you find your game on debut?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I have to say the nerves were pretty high to start the game, but as soon as the sort of the siren went, things got underway and got into the game, and just sort of that sort of back of the mind, subconscious sort of stuff that we've been training all year started to kick in and got to work.
Some of those nerves there because you knew going up against Brody Grundy, it's obviously a big test in your first AFL game.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably the informer in the competition. So it was a good challenge, but the way to swim is to get jump in the deep end. So I've learned a lot from him, especially in body positioning and work rate off the ball. Something that I'll take with me on my journey and work on it and keep going from there.
You had Michael Atten since the support. It was his first game back in almost 2 years. How did you find him today?
Oh, it was really good. It showed, like, he started slow, I guess we all did, really. But by the end, he was really attacking hard, competing well. Once the ball hit the deck, his follow-up was great. I think he ended up with a couple of clearances as well. And then it's just his work off the ball is just gargantuan for him. It's really good to see him back and flying.
Freer competed well, at least in the final term, kicked 7 goals. Was Ross pleased with how the boys responded?
Yeah, it's a big game for us, especially so young and against a pretty informed team in Collingwood. So I think we've all got something to work on from the game. And it showed we've got the talent. Yeah, we just need to work on our consistency with our effort. So that was our problem in the first half. We just got outworked and a couple of simple decision-making errors and things like that. But it showed in the last quarter where if things going right, we can get it to work. So it's, everyone's got something to work on and focus for next week.
One of those goals is yours. Obviously happy to get on the board.
Yeah, I'm really happy. Luckily he's able to float across and take a decent mark. So I was happy to get the first goal out of the way within the first game. So that's something sort of ticked off and now just move on.
And Freer's heading back to face Adelaide. What can we take from this game for next week?
I think we can take the positive signs out of it. But we're a very young side and we're all learning. A lot of guys under a handful, I think it's 10 under 10 games or something like this. It's a really sort of good sign for us going forward. But that being said, we still lost the AFL game. So we've got to hit the track hard and really focus on things and hopefully rebound against Adelaide next week.
Great, Scott.
Thank you.
Lovely. Thanks, man.
Thank you.